Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Wild 7 Podcast Network. Listen different. Listen different.
Welcome back to another episode of Snippin' After Dark, everybody. It's your girl, Ashley Mendoza, and today I am here with a special guest.
What's up, everybody? This is Ivan Leon here.
He is the homie. What do you do, Ivan?
I am a creative director.
Yes, so I met him through Silent Chris. I don't know if I've mentioned Silent Chris on the podcast before. If you guys are OG listeners, you've probably heard of him. He's a Wild 7 resident in-house DP, director of photography, director, all that. So shout out to Wild 7 Studios for hosting Simpin' After Dark always. And thank you, Ivan, for being here today.
Definitely. I'm super excited. Super, super excited.
I'm stoked. It's going to be a good episode. We are talking Alex Molly today. The song is called Start It Up. It's a little bop. I'll play a song. I'll play a clip of that in a minute. For now, if you guys want to also check out the song Hoity Toity, that's how I first discovered her. She's dope. She got lime green hair. She got that Caribbean vibe, summer vibes with all her music. She's super simpy. Today, the song we're doing is a little simpy, kind of about, you know, that person that starts talking to someone and falls way too quick and you're scared to get your heart broken. I've been that person before.
Definitely.
You too?
Definitely.
Are you a simp?
No.
No. Yeah, we were talking earlier. Ivan is an Aquarius, you said, right?
Yes, I'm an Aquarius, February 2nd.
Okay, so we got a February Aquarius. Yes. I think Aquarius are kind of known for being more cold. I don't know if you're into astrology.
That's our reputation. I'm into astrology.
So you kind of, you know, the...
Yeah, the characteristics.
Assumption people have.
Yeah, I would say the assumptions are...
How would you consider yourself?
Let's see. Definitely, I think when it comes to emotions, I'm a little bit more reserved. So it takes a moment for me to get comfortable. And then once I'm in that space, I'm a lot different and able to kind of express myself very differently. But it does take a moment to... kind of get comfortable with someone.
You need time to open up. You can't just be like, here I am.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel that. I'm a Virgo, so I'm also very, you know, a lay back and observe first.
Yes.
Gotta know what I'm getting myself into.
Absolutely. My best friend is a Virgo.
So awesome. Aren't Virgos the best?
Yes. We have kind of the same mindset and traits when it comes to certain things.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aquarius are very kind of just... sit back and observe. Yeah. I feel that too.
Perfectionist.
And yes.
Everything has
exactly.
to be kind of planned and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. So then you could probably relate to this song because I feel like people that are that way are also people that love very hard once they are there. But it takes a while. But it's because, you know, you've been hurt if you like have gotten to a place where you open up to someone and they end up like fucking you over or something because you just like... feel like, damn, like, how did I not catch that? Like, I'm someone that, like, I sat back, I analyzed.
Right.
Like, what did I do?
No, definitely.
Yeah. Like, what did I get myself into? I really, really tried here, you know?
Definitely.
All right. So, let's play a little clip of this song.
Before we start.
bop for me.
We love it.
Yeah, I love that kind of vibe.
Me too. It gets me excited for summer.
Yes, right?
Yes.
Always airy, kind of breathy, kind of vocal.
Yes. I've been super into music kind of like with this whole vibe. I've also kind of been listening to Amma Ray. I don't know if you've heard her before.
I've heard a couple of things from her. I must say you have very great music taste.
Thank you.
Every time I'm over, I'm always like, hey, Siri, what song is this? Let me download this real quick.
Oh, yeah. I think last time you discovered JPEG Mafia.
I did. See, Siri's yes, ready.
Yes, young right Peggy. She yeah, heard
she,
you.
She put me on. She put me on.
I love it. Yeah, so that's a vibe. So I'm excited for that. I feel like summer and love just kind of go together. So
yeah, and I think this summer is going to be super interesting now that
right you know, they opened back up
we're the in gates. The middle of
it's like know. Panties quote unquote over. It's weird because it feels like everything is like opening back up, things are getting better. Tell me why. I go on YouTube the other day and all these videos are like, it's getting worse, it's the global spread is the worst peak ever. I'm like, what? I would never have guessed the way
yeah it's
shit's
like
happening.
Is it safe though? You
like,
know?
Is it happening?
Who knows?
I don't
know.
You
kind of don't know. It's confusing.
Yeah, and then, like, music festivals are, like, announcing lineups. Like, right. Is this going to happen for real? Don't get my hopes up, because
yeah.
I'm excited.
And what are the precautions? How are they going to...
But is it safe? Yeah, yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like once you get people drunk and on drugs and music,
yeah, kind of,
I don't know, precautions are kind of out the window.
Definitely.
Yeah, so we'll see, but hopes are high.
Yes.
And yeah, stay safe out there, everybody. Let's get this summer back on track.
Let's do it.
All right, so we're starting with a verse one.
Cool.
She says, I'm being honest, I don't like to get my hopes up. Oh, just like we're getting our hopes up for summer.
Yeah, I think so.
Never like to get my heart crushed. Tell me now if this is over before we start it up. Is it real or you just want to hit this? You the type to love me from a distance? Is you running when I'm snapping pics while we kiss on a late night, baby? So
pretty deep.
Yeah, this kind of, yeah, I think we've all kind of been there when you're talking to someone and you kind of start to get the vibe like, wait a minute, are they taking me serious? Like, do they see something with me the way I see it with them? So right. I kind of wanted to get into maybe red flags or like metrics, I guess, that you kind of use to like gauge whether someone's fucking with you for real or not. Because she mentioned like, oh, like every time she tries to take a pic, they run. That's kind of like a big red flag, right? Okay.
Definitely. I think
like trying to stay low key.
Yeah, I'm more of a low key person in general, so snapping pics, that doesn't necessarily work for me. But I think definitely consistency is something that I think will let you know if someone's taking you a little bit more serious than others. Or
that's true, 100%. Because, like, if they're, like, kind of hitting you up, like, yeah. here and there, but then you don't talk to them for, like, a few weeks, it's like, wait a right. minute. This is right. obviously you just trying to hit me up for some late night or what.
Or whatever it is you want.
Which, that's kind of another thing, too. It's like they're only hitting you up late night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. Okay, I went on a date with a guy one time. It was our first date. Mm-hmm. And he took a picture, not of me, but it was like of where we were at. It was like a place that people would know. And like okay. he tagged me in it, like on his Instagram story.
Okay, how did you feel about that?
I was like, whoa.
Way too
What
fast.
Are you doing? And it was like a coworker on like... People, like, would know, too, you know?
Yeah,
like,
so
I'm like, oh, no,
yeah.
no, don't do that.
Yeah, that's a no-no. CeCe's a Virgo, and I'm an Aquarius. And yeah. Like we said before, we don't rock like that.
Not like we're that. It's too soon. Yeah. First date? Mm-mm. Like, for me, honestly, nah. like, we got to be, like, official if you're going to be tagging me.
Yeah, especially on social media.
Yeah. Like, exactly. Especially, like, if you, like, are trying to keep it professional, too, on your social media. Like, I have my personal, and that's pretty much it, other than, like, my Simpin' After Dark Instagram.
Right.
But, like, on my personal, like, I'm not trying to, like, put my business out there, like, if it's not something solid. Yeah. So, like, don't expect me to repost your shit. I had a friend actually recently that went out on a date with a guy, right, and he was tagging her all night. Mm. And he was kind of getting like offended that he was like, why aren't you reposting any of this?
Yeah. See, date over.
Yeah. Like, because you're going to ruin my game. What you mean?
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
We're single out here. Yeah. Like, this is our first time. That's too far. And to me, honestly, that's kind of a red flag also in the fact that it's kind of manipulative.
Yeah. Do you want attention? Do you want.
Are you trying to get someone jealous?
Right.
Like, I remember we were all talking about it. We're like, maybe he's trying to make someone jealous, because that's really weird that, like, he would just tag you just.
Or to be offended by.
Yeah.
You not reposting it.
Like, you're already really controlling. Like, and we ain't even together like that.
Get out of there, sis.
Run. Run. Yeah, she made it out of that one alive. So, shout out to her. All right, so we get to the chorus, which is kind of what I relate to with this song.
Okay.
She says, because I love too hard and I fall even harder, trust too much, so I push even farther. Give my all, is that something you can do? Mm. Are you fast to trust? I would assume not.
I'm not fast to trust.
But once you are, like, in a relationship?
Yeah, once we're there, or even in friendships, you know, once I feel like we're past that kind of point. I trust people once I kind of feel like they've shown me certain things, and it's reciprocated, of course.
Yeah.
And then other than that, I mean, pretty much.
Yeah, because I feel like it could either go like the route of you trust someone until they give you a reason not to. Or it's like, I don't trust you until you show me that I can trust you.
I will say I usually go in with optimism and kind of more of like the first one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in and, you know, I'm going to be careful because I'm an observer first.
Yeah. So you would think like, okay, I sat back, I waited, so I probably can trust you now.
Right. Then it's kind of like once we kind of develop the relationship, after that, you know.
And I think that's why it ends up being so much more, like, hurtful. Because you're like, God damn, I fucking waited to, like, open up and trust you, and then you're going to do me like this.
Right.
So that's the worst thing you could do, is to, like, fuck up the trust with somebody that's, like, a overthinker, overanalyzer.
Yeah. I would have to agree with that for sure.
Yeah. Alexa actually sent me a TikTok the other day. It was like how to love an overthinker or whatever. But yeah, basically it was just like talking about things like that, where like an overthinker is just somebody that like they're going to be real with you because they think about every single thing that they say. If they trust you, it's because they've really thought about it. So like if you fuck that up, like it's
detrimental.
Yeah.
It's like there's
it's
no
really
going
hard.
Back. Yeah.
After that, it's really hard to rebuild that.
Yeah.
I always say, like, breaking trust is so much easier than it is to rebuild trust. So just don't fucking go there with someone if you actually love them like that.
Yeah, it's so much more work, and
it's hard.
It's definitely, definitely hard. And I mean, I've had more experiences with those kind of things with friendships more than relationships.
But, yeah.
You know, all in all,
it hurts just as much
it
sometimes.
Hurts just as
yeah.
much, especially, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like friends till the end, like best friends.
Think,
I could trust
you.
Like,
yeah.
I see you all the time. We could talk. Like, why? What? How did we get here?
How did we get
fucked
here?
Fucked up.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so verse two. I'm being honest. I don't want to play no games, boy. I don't want to be your game boy or a temporary love toy before we start it up. All they ever want to do is hit this. That's the kind of dudes I gotta dismiss. Type who love you when it's convenient. Need someone who gonna believe in it.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love that little wordplay with the Game Boy.
Yeah, I think that's 2021 for everybody, right?
Pretty much. It's hard out here.
Yeah.
It's hard out here. I actually posted a tweet. Or tweeted something or posted it on my story. I forgot. Just about how a lot of girls in particular, maybe guys too, I don't know, just anyone, this could relate to anyone. Right. They're out here trying to like play like the boyfriend girlfriend duties for people that don't even take them serious like that. And like, you just look stupid. Like, this person isn't even out here claiming you, blah, blah, blah. And like, I stand by that. I was like, yeah, I know someone always needs to hear this. This guy replied and he was like, well, I don't know. I don't agree with that because it's just like a job. Like, you have to play the role that you want. Like, if you want to be the boyfriend or girlfriend, then you need to do the boyfriend and girlfriend duties so that you can get promoted to that thing. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm all about reciprocation. So if I see it and feel it, then I have no problems letting my guard down and kind of doing those things. I think currently I am working on, you know, being more, what should I say? I guess not affectionate, but more thoughtful with the people that I'm in, you know, whether it's friendships or someone I'm talking to or in a relationship with, but in general, just kind of being more thoughtful and kind of really taking into consideration other people. And I think if you're not in a relationship, a good way to start is kind of with your family and friends, and kind of, if that's not your strong point in expressing yourself that way. But
that's a good place to start. Mm-hmm. I could see that. Yeah, because different people are raised differently and some people don't know how to express emotions even in their family. So it's like, how would you expect to be other ways in a relationship if that's all you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I feel like, you know, she kind of alludes to, I think people now currently are, there is so sex driven and everything mm-hmm. is so kind of, you know, people are not making real connections. I don't know how you feel about, you know, California, but it's definitely, it seems like it's hard over here.
Yeah, I think especially in the LA area with everyone just trying to be so like focused on their looks and like the clout and all that, it can be kind of hard to find someone that's like real, because you really never know if someone's just trying to like use you for like whatever reason. Like, no matter the level that you're at, like, you could always be used. Mm-hmm. You never know. And sex is such, like, an easy way to use people, like, being a girl or a guy. Like, absolutely. Girls can get stigmatized. Guys can be pussy whipped. Like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It happens. So it is hard because you have to, like, learn ways to distinguish, like, who actually wants you and who doesn't. And, like, you mentioned consistency. That's definitely it.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So, like, I could see maybe why some people would try to, like, tag you early on to, like, make sure you're not a player.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess it's more about just who the person is.
Yeah, because right? It could still be clout chasing, too.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like social media is not really my thing where I would want my relationship or things like that on just yet until we're solidified and really kind of on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that would be a major turn off.
Yeah.
Especially if we don't really know each other like that and we kind of just, you know, meeting like, to go on a date.
What's the purpose?
Yeah, it's like, why do you know on my Instagram right now?
Yeah. There's people, yeah, that definitely try to just do shit for like the aesthetic of it, that just want to be in relationships for the aesthetic of it. I feel like there's a lot of people on Twitter like this. You see a lot of accounts where it's just like girls that like just get a boyfriend out of nowhere and their whole Twitter is just them and their boyfriend and it's just all these cute pics and it's just like setting this unrealistic expectation of what a relationship's supposed to be, like going to all these bougie ass restaurants all the time, like their gifts for like birthdays and Valentine's Day. It's like Gucci, Chanel, like all these. I'm like, whoa, like let's be real. Like most of us are poor out here.
Right.
Like you're making everyone feel like they can't reach this ideal expectation of what a relationship is.
Right.
If you don't got the money.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Yeah. And that's why for me, like, my love language is quality time, because for me, I feel like that's like the best way that you can show someone that you care about them.
Absolutely.
Time management.
Yes.
Is that your love language?
I think
it's like physical touch, gift giving.
I think one of my love languages for me, like, is definitely gift giving. That's a way I feel like I express myself, and I love getting people or gifting people things that they normally wouldn't get themselves. But at the same time, I think also quality time for sure.
Yeah, especially like if you're busy or whatever. And then there's like words of affirmation, acts of service.
And acts of service for me. I feel like words, I mean, I don't need to hear like those kind of words all the time. But I feel like if you show me, I'm attentive enough to pick up on it. Because people have different love languages, like you said. So I'm also in the space of kind of realizing, okay, this person shows me love and affection in this way. And then in retrospect, I show love and affection in a different way that they may not, you know, always see. But it doesn't mean I don't love you just because I don't say those words. But again, everyone has different.
Yeah, that's why you got to know so that you're able to show them in their way.
Yeah.
Communicate it. Like communication, I think, just as always, and just being transparent or whatever. That's pretty much the song. So we can get into some segue into some questions and shit.
Sure. Yeah, it's a great, great song. I think the content is pretty.
It's cute. She has a lot of simpy music like that. Like, I don't know how old she is, but she kind of gives me the vibe of just being kind of younger, like a lot of her songs.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, the thing with the younger artists that are coming out right now that I love is they're able to speak to the times. And, you know, it's this is what's going on. It's people that are out there kind of just messing around.
Playing games. I don't want to be your game
super
boy.
Super sexual. It's not really about people connecting and if we match or do we see a future together. Or, you know, things like that. So
speaking of being sexual, how do you feel about sex on the first date? Do you think it can like dictate like the way that a relationship goes?
I can't say yes or no.
Yeah.
I think it's all about the feeling.
Depends, right?
Yeah, and
context.
I feel like I'm big on chemistry. So if the chemistry's there, you're most likely going to feel the sexual tension.
Right? And it's and just like, why should we wait?
Yeah, and you know.
Let's do it now.
Why wait sometimes? And then sometimes you're like, I may have to wait with this person just to kind of make sure.
Yeah, so, feel it out.
Yeah, I think it's all about chemistry. And I don't think, I mean, I think when you're not, I don't know, that's kind of a hard question.
It is, yeah. And like for me, like I don't really have like a set yes or no answer either. Right. I just, I for sure just don't think that it can immediately mean that it's not going to be serious, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
Like, I think if you fuck with someone enough, like, yeah, like if the energy's there, you're going to want to fuck. So listen,
sometimes after the first night having sex, that's what starts everything else.
Yeah. It's like, okay,
we got that part out the way.
Yeah.
I like you. Let's make breakfast.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just like kind of an icebreaker in a way. And then like you see you obviously are compatible sexually, you know. Right. But also you have to be careful because I think and I've mentioned before I want to have an episode about like age gaps in relationships.
Okay.
Because like for me, I was younger one time and I dated a guy that was a little bit older. And so he knew what he was doing sexually. I was digmatized. Yeah. So I was like, whoa, like this is love. And like we were together, like he was my boyfriend. Like he wanted me to be his girlfriend. But like it ended up being like after like he totally just wanted me around for like easy this daily fucking sex. And then I found out he was just cheating on me all the time.
Damn.
So like you got to be careful if you're like a younger person and if you're fucking with somebody older that knows how to manipulate you with good sex.
I will say this because I've dated older pretty much all my life. But
pros and cons.
Pros and cons. The pros is they know what they're doing. They can expose you to a lot of different things, newer things. That
horizons.
Maybe, yeah, exactly. and then at the same time, though, the reason why you have to be careful, or at least for me, is they're usually stuck in their ways. So if they're a bachelor and you're dating someone 37 and older, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, you know, put numbers out there, but... You know, it's, you're dealing with someone who's kind of stuck in their ways a little bit. They may not want to let go of the lifestyle that they have. So I do think 100%. Sometimes when you're meeting someone and they're maybe not single, but, you know, if they're a little older, yeah, you have to be definitely.
Yeah, you have to realize like, oh, they're older and single probably by choice because usually people are single by choice. Like I would say the older you get.
Yeah.
That's more like a common thing that people are just like, you know what? I like this lifestyle.
Yeah. But I mean, I think I always felt like, oh, this older person likes me. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I, you know, growing up, I knew I was ahead. Like I related to my, you know, peers and things like that.
Like old soul.
Yeah. Old soul. And I connected with, you know, older men. And I was always around older people and my job and stuff like that, so it felt very more natural, I guess, to me. But you definitely have to be careful because with that comes habits and things like that and more experience, so
just wisdom. And like, so wisdom. If you're dealing with someone that's like a fucking asshole, like they are gonna know how to manipulate you or use their experience to just like keep you around while like knowing how to make you feel special still.
Yes.
Even though they don't want nothing with you and you're over here planning your life. And if you're young, like you're impressionable and so.
That's definitely a good warning.
Yeah. So be careful out there.
Yeah.
Which speaking of younger people, I had a girl hit me up the other day. I still need to write back to her, but I figured let's just both throw in our opinions.
Ooh.
She said, "Hey, girly, I'm 19 years old and I'm in love with this man. We are the same age." Laugh my ass off. "We've been together for a little over a year and we've been through so much. We've broken up and gotten back together and I really do love this guy. But my sisters don't approve of us being together anymore. They say I'm stupid for getting back together with him. A part of me wants to listen to them just because they are my sisters. But the other part of me loves him and I know he loves me too. We've just gone through some rough patches. What do you think about this?" I haven't rolled back, but I know I wanted time to process because initially, like, the big sister in me kicks in, and I'm like,
"Of course,
girl, like, you're fucking young.
Yeah,
you're not even 20 yet. Like, I don't know. I think it's rough." And actually, Ivan, when I sent you like the outline of kind of things, I asked kind of like, "Do you think relationships could work if like your family doesn't fuck with the person that you're talking to, because that's rough. So there's kind of a lot going on here. Like, it seems like if your sisters don't like him, there's probably a reason.
Right. Well, she said sisters, so that lets me know that there's more than one. Two, she's 19. So even in the context of the message, it's kind of like, okay, if you guys been through stuff and been through some rough patches, life is just beginning. And as a 31-year-old, I'm telling you now, you have a long way to go. So yeah. I kind of think if your sisters, I mean, you have more than one person kind of guiding you and telling you that this may not be the right situation. And even though you may feel that strong, it may be a good idea to kind of just assess the situation one more time. And yeah. I would say, what else? I mean, what is your opinion on that?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, like, my, you know, big sister instincts kick in. I'm just, right. I want to be like, fuck that, foo. But you know, let me, like, be more gentle. Like, I understand. Like, I've been, like, a little simp-ass bitch my whole life. Like, I've mentioned on this podcast before, like, I used to, like, cry myself to sleep when, like, the guys I would be in love with, like, didn't like me back. My mom would, like, come in my room at night, like, baby, what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing. Yeah. And it's like just, me. Like... It's so stupid. Now I look back and I'm like, bitch.
Right.
But I get it, because in the moment, like, the feelings are so real. Like, of it's course. Like the strongest shit you ever feel. Like, your feelings are always valid. And like, I understand that. But like, really, yeah, I'm almost 30. And like, looking back to like when I was 19.
Yeah,
no. If I stayed in that relationship, no. Like, yeah. You have so much life ahead of you.
And it's not to say that it doesn't exist, because I do believe people can meet each other at any age and,
yeah.
and last until eternity. But it is one in a million, so it seems.
Yeah. So, and the fact that, like, your sisters already are, like, not fucking with
and
him.
I would want to know, like, what type of situation.
What he do. What he do, sis.
And here's the thing. Like, when you're that age or, a little, you know, you're kind of... What you think a relationship really is totally different than when you kind of are at a different stage in life and a different age.
Like,
and
don't fall into the ride or die thing. Yeah. Don't.
Priorities change, right? And I will say, when you're this age, 19, or be selfish. This 100%. Is actually, that's the actual time, like, to be selfish and do what you want and explore and kind of figure things out first.
So yeah, later 100%. In life, you know. Literally, the last episode I did with April and Alexa, we kind of talked about this, because Alexa has been with her man for 9 years since she was like 19, 20.
Yeah, see,
and
so
like
it
they
happens.
Like, but it's because like they had the same vision for their lives without having to compromise. And like, you really need to like figure out what you want. Don't talk about it with him. Like, figure out what you want for yourself.
First.
And then, like, see, what does he want? Like, do your lifestyles match up? Because if they don't, it's going to be, like, resent in the end. Because you really are so young. I mentioned, like, we live till we're, like, 80 to 100 years old these days.
Right.
Like, that's a long time to be with one person if your lifestyles don't match up. You don't want to live in regret.
Yeah, definitely.
So, listen to your sisters, or like, honestly, you know, that cheesy ass real ass quote about like, if you love them, let them go, if they come back, it's meant to be, whatever, you know, like, it maybe it could work in the future, but I think you're too young now. And you know, if you still love him a few years down the line, then it could work. And if you don't, you're going to look back and be like, thank God. So that's a win-win.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, so good luck, girl.
Good luck.
Good luck.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, then this girl hit me on TikTok.
Okay.
I want to talk about this one.
TikTok.
She said, "Oh my God, can you do a section? A guy is saying you are too emotionally draining and blaming you and discrediting you. I would love to hear your thoughts."
Okay, so they're talking about you specifically or this person who commented?
So this person that commented said that a guy, I'm guessing they're talking about themselves. Oh, okay, and cool. What are my thoughts if it was me? It was you, like, I mean, for me, I'm guessing you're young because like me now, like fully comfortable in myself and my aggression, I'd be like, fuck you then. Go fucking die. Fuck you. Suck a dick. I don't give a fuck. Find another bitch that doesn't make you feel that way.
Right. I feel like I will say this. Certain people are a bit more emotional in decision making or, you know, in certain situations. And if you're with someone who is the opposite, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So for me, as an Aquarius, I don't know about the Virgo, but you could be emotional, but if you can't really control that, that's going to kind of make me, I don't know.
I feel that 100% actually, because my dad is an Aquarius.
Okay.
And we constantly just get into it. Emotionally, mm-hmm. We are not the same because like really? As a Virgo, I am actually pretty emotional.
Okay.
And like,
but you can express that or you just feel it?
I feel it. And I'm also very open and I communicate a lot about how I feel. So like if somebody isn't compatible with that, it's not going to work. Nothing's wrong with either of you. It's just find somebody that can understand you.
Right.
Yeah. And like just if someone loves you, like if they're telling you you are emotionally draining, that's just rude. Like,
I mean,
if they're blaming you and discrediting you, like at the end of the day, like I told the last girl, your feelings are valid. So like, at least find someone that can make you feel like your feelings are valid and talk you through it. At least
I think that's a very good advice, because I feel like sometimes you're just not compatible with someone and you try so hard to constantly make it work when you're just not compatible.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, I have friends that are, you know, dealt or been in certain situations where, you know, they may not be as emotionally equipped or ready for a female who, you know, maybe expresses herself in a certain way. And I do see that disconnect with guys and with female to male.
Yeah, I think women are more like emotionally intelligent.
Yes.
They're in touch with their emotions and able to communicate them and express them in a way that like, you know, can better the relationship. But it depends on who's on the other end.
And yes. And I love that you said everyone's, you know, feelings are valid. It, you know, you can't blame, you can't be upset at the guy for telling you he just feels like you're emotionally draining him. But at the same time, if, you know, you feel like you're just expressing yourself and this person can't receive that, that's a sign.
Yeah, because, like, you don't want to be with someone that you're not compatible with emotionally, because that's just going to be conflict after conflict after conflict. Unless you put in all the work. And like I said, if you're young, it's not really worth it. Just try to better yourself, get in tune with yourself, how to deal with your own emotions, better your own self, and you'll attract someone that's done the same and loves you as much as you love them. So do that.
do that. Do everything you want first.
Yes.
Before you meet somebody.
That's always my advice.
Yes.
Do you. Be selfish.
Yeah, be selfish.
If you're not married and you don't have kids, be selfish.
Yeah. All definitely. Right.
I do have a tweet. Also, I do okay. like to talk about tweets on.
I love it. I'm on Twitter. I'm on
Perfect. Twitter. So do you like ever see tweets and you're like, you want to go off, but you're like, let me keep my peace?
Yes, that's definitely on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. A lot of these platforms. I don't even go on Facebook
because I would explode.
But
Twitter's the worst for me because, you know, Twitter is like,
you feel so comfortable to kind of just.
Yes, people be talking shit. So it's like you feel a way, but you're like, if I say this, I don't really, do I want to deal with somebody saying some shit back? Yeah, Not today.
Yeah, I'm 100% not into wasting my energy with commenting on, you know, or arguing with someone that is not even in my physical presence.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't really make sense to me. So I kind of usually keep my comments to myself, but every so often I'll like leave something.
Same here. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? I got time today.
Yeah.
Today I got fucking like, time. Bet. So usually what I do is I screenshot shit, you know, that I feel a way about, and I'll talk about it here because who gonna stop me? Nobody.
Who gonna check you, boo?
Who gonna check me? So Deja Tanis, I think, said omitting information is the same as lying, by the way. I'll say I agree. Ooh, right. Oh, with your sneaky ass over here.
Depends on the situation, the content.
Okay. And that's what I feel. Because I did have time this day. And I went and, like, the replies. And some guy was like, but what if it has nothing to do with her? And I just, like, quote tweeted it. And I was like, why is there always somebody in the replies, like, saying something like this? Because, like, this, I don't think this tweet has anything to do with if it's something that has nothing to do with the person. I think this is more of a situation where it's, like, say you're my man and I'm out and this guy that you don't like is there, right? And I'm out with my girls. I'm like, we're having a good time. And you're like, hey, babe, what you doing? I'm like, oh, like, I'm just out hanging out. And you're like, oh, like, any guys there? And I'm just like, yeah, some guys are there. But I purposely omit the fact that this dude you fucking hate that you know I hooked up with or something is there. Like, I'm not lying that I told you yes guys are here, but I'm omitting a piece of information that might piss you off. Do you see it as like I'm saving you a headache or like you a lying ass bitch?
It truly depends on the person. But I feel like if I know the person is, you know, reacts a certain way, then I definitely in the past have omitted certain information
to save yourself from a headache.
I think to just not have a situation or kind of like waste energy or time on something that is kind of like this person wouldn't know. Or I mean, I don't want to say it's secretive, but I think that sometimes you don't have to say certain things that you know are gonna rile the person up or create a situation. I mean, I think
like as long as you know that you're being true.
Yeah, I definitely would be honest, but sometimes I do think that there's certain things you don't have to say.
I can see that. Yeah. Okay. I agree. I mean, part of me, like me, Virgo, analytical, needs to know everything else. Okay. I'm like, nah, you need to fucking tell me this.
Okay, so if your guy was out and there was a girl he messed with, and
I would want to know.
You would want to know that she's in the room.
And like to me, okay, it would piss me off the fact that like if you would find a loophole to not tell me. Because I'm like, why wouldn't you just tell me? Because if I find out outside of this, I'm going to be more mad.
Okay, so how would you have want him to tell you like in that moment? During
hey, babe, text? Just so you know, I know you're about to fucking be pissed. But I just want to let you know that so-and-so is here. And like, yeah, I'm going to be pissed, but let me explode because now me exploding is on me. If I find out later down the road, that's on you for not telling me. If I get mad in the moment, that's on me for being a crazy, whatever you want to call me, having feelings. At least you told me and you were honest and I can't get mad at you.
Okay. I mean, I feel like personally, I wouldn't want to know because now I'm going to be home.
Worrying
you're
about
out.
It.
And now I'm gonna.
I ain't gonna be home. I'm gonna be like, come get me. I'm outside.
Yeah, you see, like
I'm outside. Come get me.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. It's situational for me.
Yeah, and I guess that's why it 100% depends on your partner. So if your partner has communicated to you that they want to know, respect that. If they want to hurt their own feelings and know some shit that doesn't matter because like you're gonna be out being loyal and respectful anyway. Then whatever. At least he told them you can't get in trouble no more.
What if he told you when he came home? Like, oh, she was there.
I would still appreciate that more than finding out on my own.
Okay. I feel like that's a good medium. That's what I would do.
I think that's a good medium because it's like at least I'm not going to be at home worrying about it.
You're going to be stressed.
Alexa, what's up?
So think of it like you're on an island somewhere and you're enjoying yourself.
Ooh.
You're enjoying yourself.
Island.
And then something, let's say like your dog dies, knock on wood.
Uh-huh.
Are your parents going to fucking, hey, your dog, come home. Your dog's dead. Or they're going to let you have your good time, come back, and then lay it on you.
Exactly.
Right?
That's so true. Because it's like, if I know, like, say you're in a different state and I can't pull up.
Right.
Please wait until you're home.
I agree.
That's so true. So it's
on
context. And that's why I think it just takes being with somebody that's emotionally intelligent. Because someone
that's
freaking dumb is not going to think about that.
Yeah. Even in friendships, I had, you know, certain situations where I'm like, I definitely can't tell this friend that this other person said this just yet.
Yeah, like, you gotta wait. And that's all just, like, based on how much you know the person.
Absolutely.
How, yeah. I mean, either way, I'm gonna still be mad.
Yeah, I
might still be like, why didn't you call me? Right. I'm just kidding.
Right.
No. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you're saving your ass. Because let me find out from somebody else or see somebody in the background of a picture on social media.
Yeah. Problems.
You gonna die today.
Yeah, I feel that.
Today. All right, so I think we still got some time, so let's just go over like these random questions. Fuck it. Okay, do you have any questions you would ask to immediately weed people out? Like, say, have you ever used dating apps?
I've used dating apps a while back, but it's not really my thing. I'm more into like old school. I'm going old school these days.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I need to meet you in person.
Did you have a bad experience, or you're just like
no? I just feel like I connect with people that are around me more than when I'm meeting someone kind of randomly.
I agree 100%.
Or even if it's like a friend of a friend, or I seen you out at some place, it's kind of like, oh, now I have my eye on you.
I'm exactly the same way. Yeah. I've said that on this podcast before. That's my favorite way to meet people, is because then I,
I'm seeing observant. How you interact.
We're
lay
back and like watch you.
Yeah, I
like
see.
You.
Yeah, ooh,
plot
like
on
that.
You.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I tell every one of my boyfriends, like, I plotted on you before you even knew I existed.
Exactly.
And then I made you think you got me.
Yeah, research.
No, I picked you, baby.
Basically.
If it was a dating app and you saw someone, like, I want to do actually a whole episode on this.
Okay.
But, like, you know, like, certain things you would see on a dating app, like, obviously, like, the big red flag is, like, the dude holding a fish or, like, a hunting shit.
Anything with a gun, a
hook,
or,
what is you doing?
Yeah. I definitely vet people before I meet them, that's for sure.
Yeah, like there's levels of shit.
I mean, I guess I ask kind of, you know, usually, you know, you start off with your basic questions and then you kind of, I go into like, okay, what are you physically attracted to? Because at the end of the day, you can't kind of skate around that. I feel like in this day and age, it's, you know, I kind of just feel like no matter what, that's what you see first. And even animals is how.
So you ask people that?
No, it's just, I kind of just say like, you know, what type of men or what type of female are you into?
Yeah, I like that. What about people that are like, I ain't got no type? Like, does
sometimes,
that.
Sometimes, depending on who I'm talking to, I'm like, that could be kind of scary.
Right? what does that mean?
Yeah. It's kind of like, okay, so you just do
down
anything?
For whatever?
Yeah.
Like, you ain't got no standards?
Yeah. It's like,
which is both. Yeah, it doesn't mean no standards.
Side.
It's just like.
Because when people usually ask me, I kind of say, I don't have a type necessarily. Mm-hmm. However, I know what I don't like.
Okay. I can fuck with that.
I think, you know, my thought process is when someone asks, you know, asks me that, I kind of think, you know, I'm open to, you know, height. I'm open to, you know, physical features and, you know, obviously different races. But, you know, I have certain criteria or certain things that I kind of know, like, okay, this is not someone that I may be like.
Anything off the bat you could think of that's just like, I'm not down with that. Because, like, for me.
Yeah, tell me.
Like, I'm not trying to offend nobody. Yeah. But I am not into, like, extremely buff dudes.
Okay, like, super ripped.
Ew.
Like, concrete.
I'm scared.
Yeah. They're going to, like, crack your
neck. All you do is go to the gym and, yeah, like, eat just really healthy food. Like, so we can't eat junk food together.
I would say that I'm not into that. I would say when I kind of see people or guys like that, the first thing I think about, honestly, is their dedication.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, at least I know you have dedication.
Yes.
And you can, like, achieve something and, you know, be consistent. However, the other part is that all you do? Or are you kind of like,
is that your whole personality?
Right.
Yeah. You got time for me?
Yeah.
What about, like, can we go eat somewhere, like, fattening?
Right.
Because, like, low-key, like, yeah, I've seen TikToks with, like, girls that talk openly about their eating disorders and how they've dated really buff dudes and how these guys don't realize they have eating disorders.
But that's maybe because the guy themselves is also, like, so into the fitness and the
eating. Yeah, because the guys are
just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, so, like, these girls are like, I'm open about my eating disorder, but sometimes these men that are super into fitness don't realize they are. And I've heard of people where they know somebody that has done, like, bodybuilding stuff, and it's very easy to fall into the whole eating disorder trap. So, trigger warning, I don't want to trigger anyone, it's a serious thing, and it's, like, a lot to deal with if you're dealing with someone with an eating disorder, whether it's, like, a girl that's just, like, really skinny trying to be, like, fashion model, or, like, a dude that's into bodybuilding, because that shit is serious. Like, you have to be on, like, 0% fat by a certain time.
Right.
It's just a lot. So, I don't know. Just be careful.
Yeah, I'm always into kind of just, you know, people kind of doing their thing to just be the best they can be. You know, I feel like, personally, like, I wouldn't ever go overboard or extreme. So I just feel like, you know, everyone should just kind of take it easy and kind of just have the best body you can have without overdoing it and overachieving and going crazy about it.
Like, don't, like, let it take over consume other parts of your life.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's just,
if you're done with it, then it's like you're gonna be lost if you realize one day, or if you even try to consider, like, maybe this isn't healthy for me. Like, it's gonna be hard for you to, like, identity-wise, like, relate to anything else or have anything else to, like, piggyback onto, because it's like, this is taking over your life. Yeah. Like, you're nothing after that.
And I feel like, you know, I personally don't or haven't really experienced, you know, a close friend or anyone that has had an eating disorder. So I can't speak on it too much. But I think that, you know, anything with the body and body consciousness or just body dysmorphia or anything like that is, you know, it's about confidence and how you see yourself, you know? And if you kind of just do the best you can do, that's all anyone could ask of you. You don't have to go above and beyond and do all those kind of crazy things to, what, is it going to make you happy or make someone else happy to see?
Yeah, you got to really reflect and be like, is this making me happy?
Yeah.
Or is it kind of
making me crazy? It's usually something more inside, right?
Yeah, so just be careful out there, you know. So that's not for me to shit on bodybuilders or buff guys, because, like, I recognize the like, dedication.
Yeah,
I
the energy, the time. That
just for me and my lifestyle, I can't, like, I've talked to my friends before when they've, like, talked to dudes and, like,
That's the whole, all they kind of, like, do.
Or, like, people that run 5Ks all the time. Like, that's not compatible with my lifestyle. There's that tweet that's, like, make sure that, like, the person you're talking to, like, does their family on holidays, like Thanksgiving, do they, like, wake up and drink and have fun, or do they run 5Ks?
Oh, yeah.
I pick the one eating food.
Yeah, you know, I would kind of pick that too. Or at least I would like my partner to know that while you guys go run the 5K, I'll be there eating chicken.
Yeah, like, if that's not going to be a problem, cool. But, like, if it's going to, like, become a wedge in the relationship, then, like, that's something to look out for. There are so many little things that people don't think about. I just, like, saw a tweet that was, like, I could never be with someone that doesn't sleep with a fan on at night. Because people be cold. I sleep with a fan on.
I mean, I do and I don't. I'm very wishy-washy. Like, some moments I'm hot.
You're open then.
Some moments I'm cold. I think it's just all about, like, the communication. Like,
yeah. I think it's important, though. Like, I went to EDC one time. Mm-hmm. And, like, me and my girls ended up staying, like, an extra day because we were just too tired to drive home.
Right.
And half of us were like, oh my God, we need to blast this AC. And one of the girls was like, I'm cold. I was like, bitch. No, yeah, hell not.
Yeah, I don't know what to do in that kind of situation. Because if I'm the cold one, I'm like,
either
you guys are going to give me your blankets so you guys can feel the air.
You call the front desk and ask for a blanket. Because, like, all I could do is get naked if I'm hot. And, like, am I going to lay here naked? I don't know.
That's true.
I don't know. But it's little things like that people don't think about. Which kind of, I don't have a whole episode planned yet or a guest, but I want to have an episode about moving in together and things people don't think about. And, like, the dynamic and how it changes and things people forget to consider.
I will say this. I think as you know, I'm approaching this new era in life, in my 30s. But I'm reverting back to, like, oh, I think I understand why, you know, when we were growing up, dating was like you date and then you have sex and then you kind of, you know, like this little kind
of order of things.
Yeah, the order of things where I think as a millennial,
We were like, what's that?
Like, hell no, fuck the rules.
No.
But now in my 30s, I'm kind of like, oh, I understand why you date someone to really kind of get to know them and if they're compatible before you even, you know, invest physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. And that's something that I think that I've always been kind of a little careful about.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that. Do you think people should wait until they're married, until they move in together?
No.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, I feel like you should be together, you know, definitely start off with your separate space. I think that's kind of important in a relationship. And then when you kind of see, like, oh, I really can, you stay over, you get your, you know, your toothbrush in there and your drawer.
Yeah.
I don't know if it still works like that.
I think, yeah, I think so. I think you learn each other's habits more that way.
Yeah.
And it's less jarring than if you were just to be like, one day you just move in together and you've never, like,
spent
the night together for days at a time. You don't know each other's habits in the morning or nothing. Like, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
gonna need to spend the night with you a few times before we think about that, let alone wait till marriage before moving together.
Yeah, because then I'm stuck with you.
Yeah, that's not a good idea to me.
No, not good.
Okay, and then I think we're kind of good on time, so let's do one more question.
Sure, let's do it.
What do you think about staying loyal in the talking stage?
Ooh, that was one of the first things I looked at when you sent it over, and I was like, my honest opinion is if we're in the talking stage, I most likely am going to figure that you're talking to somebody else.
Right?
Yes.
Like, if we ain't official.
Or even if you're not, it's just going to be in the back of my mind to not have that thought in there, because I feel like you just never know. And, you know, when you're in this talking stage, which I don't even know what the real definition of that is,
it's weird,
to be honest. But when you're in the process of getting to know someone and feel them out, I would just keep, you know, I kind of like to kind of not think the worst, but be realistic, I guess, and kind of just say, you know, right now.
Expect the worst, hope for the best.
Expect the worst, yeah, and kind of just say, okay, you know, me and this person kind of get along and we kind of mesh, but, you know, I'm not going to act like they may not have someone else that they're also vetting or interested in.
Yeah,
or just
I think it's easy.
Around.
It's easy to kind of fall into this mentality, like, I'm definitely the best. So I'm number one.
Yeah, it's like.
But in reality, you don't know. Like, you low-key are up against other people, just how they probably are up against other people. You're probably talking to other people, too. Who knows? And you never know. So you can't really expect someone is not going to keep their options open
of
if
course.
They aren't, like, officially
with someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
It's not really fair to. Yeah. Hold someone to that standard. Like, I get it. Some people are like, well, I'm just loyal like that.
Yeah. And
nah,
I mean,
you're just stupid.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's DMs. There's people everywhere. So
everywhere.
I feel like it's smarter to enter something knowing that there's temptation all over and that people are talking to, you know, different people and keeping their options open. This is a time where marriage isn't really or commitment isn't really as big as a thing as it was when I feel like growing up, you know, that's kind of what you expected.
Yeah, I would say especially marriage more than anything, 'cause like commitment, I would still say people expect it, and like maybe it's just like different type of relationship styles, like kind of we're talking about. I had young student loans on to talk about how he's into polyamory and just like the whole dynamic of that, but there's still kind of his commitment and all that. It's just different. But with marriage, I'm actually gonna have an episode soon about marriage and just how a lot of people aren't fucking with that anymore.
Yeah, I feel like times have just changed so dramatically, and
just realizing the heaviness of it.
Yeah,
kind of scary.
I think we kind of, our generation and, you know, generations before, at those times, it was kind of like people were getting married even if they didn't want to.
Left
or,
and right.
You know, they weren't happy in their marriages. And we grew up with the after effects of all of that.
So it's kind of
so
like
we
if
we were
people,
like,
yes.
Hell no, why are we getting married for? We're too young. Why are we having, you know, kids so young and we don't have to. Times have changed.
Yes.
All
yes.
in all. You know, and we don't have to do those things anymore. You know,
because it's like we read the contract now. It's kind of like people for centuries have been signing this contract, and then our generation was like, wait a minute.
Hold up.
Let me look at this real quick. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And
no.
They are like, excuse me. It's a fucking contract.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people put more thought into a business contract than they put into getting married.
And
it's not a smart thing to do.
And you know,
oh God,
what I've been thinking about lately
scares me.
Is if you also maybe approach your relationship, I wouldn't want to say a business aspect, but if you approach it almost like, okay, this is also going to be some sort of business together. Like when we get married,
I think people should approach it that way.
Right? So when we get married, how do you handle finances? Are you someone who spends frivolously, or are you
like,
someone who saves?
Let me see your credit card like balance.
Those are the real questions that I think when you're kind of really with someone and you're ready to take those steps into solidifying like the
relationship
and, you know, getting married or something like that. Those are the real questions you have to ask.
Yeah,
30,
it's
you know,
not all about love. And
no.
I'll say it over and over. Love is not enough to sustain a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
It's sad because you would want it to be.
Yeah.
But no, it's not. Like, that shit will fall apart real quick after, like, that initial, like.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. I know for me, like, I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with someone who I feel like financially we aren't compatible, because that's something that I'm like focused on right now, like my credit,
and that's,
you know,
so important, because
so
like
important.
I think anyone, if you were to look at your parents' relationship, finance is a
huge
part of it. Maybe
make a break.
Yeah, like maybe your parents got divorced because of it. Maybe it's a constant fight because of finance, like
right.
money is huge. Like, so you have to like realize, like, is this person like, do they want more? Are they comfortable where they at? Are they good at saving? Like, what's their credit score look like?
Yeah.
Things like that. Like, that's why I tell anybody younger, like, don't worry too much right now.
Yeah.
About things.
Yeah.
Like, time flies, but it also drags. I don't know.
Yeah. And like, it's when you're young, it really is a time to be selfish. And like I said, it doesn't mean that you can't meet someone and that be the person that you're going to be with for forever. Because I do believe in that kind of stuff. But I think it's...
Not assuming everyone is like that.
But also, you know, people still have to find themselves first.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really be
with
someone. Don't
compromise
for
nobody. Find someone that fits your life and just, ask questions. And don't think every single person you meet is the end all be all of everything.
Yeah, let them show you,
you
know.
Actions, baby.
Yeah.
Speak louder than words every time.
Sure.
Thank you so much, Ivan, for coming on and sharing your knowledge with us, with me, with all the listeners today.
Well, no, thank you for having me on. And this is my first time and I truly appreciate it. It was a blast.
It's a fun ride.
So fun.
Like, I feel so, I can't even find the word that people like ask me questions because
no,
I say
I
it all
that.
The time. Like, I'm not a love guru. I'm not a licensed anything, you know.
But you know what?
People, I got a bachelor's degree in business. That's about it. I don't know what that got to do with this. But
people love hearing other people's experiences and knowledge. And I feel like if you can, you know, share something that may help somebody else, why not?
Yeah. And I think especially being that, like, we're older and like we've been through this shit, like,
but still in the middle of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, still young enough to kind of know like what's going on,
still going through it, just wiser,
just
so
a little wiser.
Definitely feel like I'm a big sister and like you were like big brother to these people
today.
Definitely. So
definitely
keep writing in, hitting me up on Instagram at simpinafterdark. Email me simpinafterdark@gmail.com. You can follow my personal IG @ash_friday_. Follow me on TikTok simpinafterdark. And you?
Oh yeah, you guys can follow me on Instagram at EYE_VAN02. It's my personal Instagram. And you can follow my business Instagram, which is lowercase II Entertainment. Yeah,
so that's where he posts all his dope ass like photo shoots, videos, stuff he does. We've worked together a couple times. It's
quite
always a great
times.
Time
always.
You're such a talented person.
Oh, thank you.
So glad you were able to come on today and bless us with your wisdom.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
It was fun. Once again, a shout out to Wild 7 Studios and to Nightshade Collective for helping me out every week. And stay tuned for more great episodes. And we'll see you next time.
All right.
Bye.